Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a problem that I think, well, every single person listening has probably felt.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether you're in marketing or learning and development or just, you know, trying to keep a personal brand alive, the research we're looking at calls it content saturation.
It's a massive issue. I mean, the sources frame it like this. You've got platforms like Google, YouTube, Spotify. They have infinite shelf space.
Yeah.
Just endless.
Infinite. You could upload everything ever created and they wouldn't even blink.
Exactly. So the bottleneck isn't distribution anymore. It's us. It's the actual production.
Right. It's how fast we can type, how fast we can record something, how long it takes to edit a video. It feels like we're trying to fill an ocean with like a garden hose.
That's a great way to put it.
So today we're going to look at this fascinating intersection between two specific companies that might just turn that hose into a fire hydrant.
I like that. We're essentially looking at the synergy between what you could call a container and an engine.
Okay, a container and an engine. Let's set the stage. The container is iSpring Solutions. Specifically, their iSpring Suite.
Mm.
If you've worked in corporate training for more than 5 minutes, you've heard of them.
Oh, you know them. They're kind of the gold standard, and for good reason. I think the numbers are something like 50,000 teams use their tools.
Wow.
And the core value, really, is familiarity. It lives inside PowerPoint. You take your slide deck, you add quizzes, interactions, whatever, you click publish, and boom.
You have a course.
You have a SCORM-compliant course ready for your LMS. It just removes that whole technical barrier of building the course structure.
Okay, so that's the container. But then we have the engine. This is a newer player called Auto Content API.
Right.
And the report describes this not as a chatbot or, you know, some little helper, but as an industrial content engine.
And that phrasing is important.
It is, but I have to be honest, when I hear API, my eyes glaze over a little bit. I'm thinking code, I'm thinking developers. Is this really for, you know, the average instructional designer?
That's a fair hesitation. Let's just clarify what API means here. It's an application programming interface, which sounds scary, but just think of it as a set of pipes.
Okay.
You connect one end to your raw material, your PDFs, your URLs, your text, and the API adjust. It mechanically transforms that into assets. It's not a chatbot you talk to. It's infrastructure.
So if iSpring is the car, it's reliable, it's comfortable, it gets you where you need to go, then Auto Content API is what, the refinery?
I'd say it's the jet fuel,
mm-hmm.
or maybe the automated assembly line that stocks the car with snacks and maps before you even get in.
I like that.
The mission of this deep dive, really, is to figure out how this industrial engine can supercharge the workflow for someone who lives inside that iSpring ecosystem.
Yeah.
Because traditionally, we're all stuck in manual creation.
Which means I sit down, I write a script, I book a room, I record the audio, I hate how my voice sounds, I re-record it, I edit it.
Precisely. That's the bottleneck we were talking about. We're moving away from that toward what the sources call automated transformation. You have the data, you just need a machine to turn it into the assets you need to fill those iSpring slides.
Okay, let's get into the weeds then. First big hurdle, audio. You've got your iSpring slides. They look great, but they're silent. Or they just have text.
Right.
To make them engaging, you need narration.
Hmm.
Now, iSpring has text-to-speech, right? I've used it. It's fine.
It is fine. It's functional, gets the job done. But the Auto Content API report highlights something totally different. They market themselves as a Notebook LM API alternative.
I saw that. Notebook LM has been having a huge moment. Mm-hmm. Everyone is obsessed with these AI-generated podcasts where two hosts banter back and forth. It's surprisingly listenable.
It is, but the consumer version is manual. You drag a file in, you wait, you get an audio file out.
Yeah.
Auto Content automates that entire pipeline.
Yeah.
But here's the real value for an iSpring user.
Yeah.
It solves what I'd call the commuter gap.
The commuter gap? What's that?
Think about it. Corporate training almost always requires you to be staring at a screen. But we know a huge chunk of an employee's day is, well, it's dead time.
Commuting, walking the dog, doing dishes.
Exactly. You can't watch a PowerPoint slide while you're doing that.
So the idea is, I have a 50-page PDF on, say, workplace safety. I feed that into the Auto Content API.
And it generates a 10-minute conversational deep dive podcast episode. You get two AI hosts, distinct personalities, and they're discussing the safety protocols, maybe making a joke, emphasizing the key points.
Hold on, though. We've all heard AI voices before. They can sound so robotic. If I put a robot voice in my premium leadership course, aren't my employees just going to feel like I cheaped out?
That's the skepticism we should have. But the report claims these voices are natural, steady, and believable. We're not talking about that old school GPS voice that sounds like it's trapped in a well.
Right.
These are dynamic conversations. They have pauses, even interruptions.
So technically, how does this actually get into my iSpring course?
It's simple. You generate the MP3 file through the API, and then in iSpring Suite, you can either embed it as a narration track for a slide, or, and I think this is even better, add it as a downloadable resource in the player.
Ah, so you can tell your team, hey, you don't have to click through these slides right now. Download this and listen on your drive home.
You're basically monetizing their commute for learning.
That's very clever. Okay, let's ramp this up. There's a feature in here called voice cloning. This feels like it addresses what I call the CEO paradox.
Go on.
Well, every L&D manager wants the CEO to introduce the big new strategy course, you know, hi everyone, this is crucial for Q4, that kind of thing. But getting 15 minutes on a CEO's calendar is harder than finding plutonium.
It's the classic bottleneck. The executive's presence has high value, but their availability is near zero. Voice cloning completely changes the math on that. The CEO records a sample once, maybe just reading a generic script, and the API creates a clone of their voice.
So I can update my iSpring course every single Monday with a new message from the CEO, and the actual CEO's on a beach in Maui.
Or just in a board meeting they can't leave. You write the script, the API generates the audio in the CEO's voice, and you embed that MP3 directly into your PowerPoint slide before you publish with iSpring.
Is there an uncanny valley risk here? Does it sound too perfect?
It can. Sometimes the clones are a little too smooth, but for a 30-second intro on a slide, it's usually indistinguishable from a real recording. And just think about that workflow. You can now have high-touch leadership involvement in every module without ever sending a calendar invite.
That is wild. Okay, audio is one thing, but visuals are the real budget killer.
Oh, for sure.
If I want a video in my course, I'm usually hiring a videographer, getting lighting, booking a studio, paying for editing. The source material says manual video production costs between $3,000 and $10,000 per project.
And that's a conservative estimate, honestly. If you start factoring revisions, it gets huge. That's why most e-learning is just static slides with maybe a stock photo.
Right.
But Auto Content API introduced this idea of headless content production for video.
Headless makes it sound like a horror movie. What does that actually look like for me, the instructional designer?
It means the video is generated without a camera, without a set, and without a human actor. You send a script or even just a URL to the API, and it generates a video file. The report specifically calls out explainer videos.
So like 60-second clips.
Exactly. 60 to 90 seconds, horizontal format, perfect for embedding right into a slide.
Okay, let's walk through an example. I'm building a software training course in iSpring. I have a documentation page for a specific feature, like how to process a refund.
So you just point the API at that documentation URL. It crawls the text, writes a script from it, selects relevant stock footage or animations, and then it just spits out an MP4. You take that MP4 and you drop it right onto your iSpring slide.
But is it just cheesy stock footage of people shaking hands and smiling at laptops? Because that gets old really fast.
It can be that. But they also offer AI avatars. You can choose a professional woman, a casual speaker, different ethnicities, different ages, and the API handles all the lip syncing. So instead of a wall of text, you have a friendly avatar explaining the concept.
Okay, I have to ask about the price again. We said manual video is thousands of dollars. What are we looking at here?
So the report breaks it down into credits. A short video costs about 400 credits. In real money, on their business plan, that works out to be about €4.
Wait, €4 versus 3,000?
It completely changes the economic structure of building training. It allows for what they call creative testing at scale.
Meaning what?
Meaning normally you make one video and you just pray it works because you've blown your entire budget.
Right.
At €4 a pop, you could generate three different versions for your iSpring course. One with a serious avatar, one with a more casual one, maybe one that's just kinetic typography, and then you see which one actually keeps people watching.
That's a luxury we've literally never had in L&D. You're lucky if you get one video, let alone three to test.
Exactly. It shifts the entire focus from how do we afford this to what is actually effective.
But here's my worry. Okay, we've got cheap audio, we've got cheap video, but what about the actual meat of the course? The knowledge itself.
The accuracy.
Yes, accuracy. iSpring is the container, but you have to put correct information inside it. And we all know that large language models can hallucinate. They just make stuff up.
That is the number one fear in corporate training. You cannot have a compliance course that just invents a new law. You can't have a medical course that invents a drug dosage.
Right. AI says it's okay to mix these chemicals. That is a lawsuit waiting to happen.
This is where AutoContent's deep research endpoint comes in. And this is really distinct from just asking ChatGPT a question.
How so?
It uses agents to browse the live rep. So it's not just relying on training data from 2 years ago. It's actively reading reputable sources. The report mentions it cross-references sites like the Financial Times or SEC.gov, and it verifies the claims it finds.
And does it show its work? Can I check the sources?
Yes, that's key. It provides structured output with citations and confidence scores for its findings. So imagine you're an instructional designer starting a new project on, say, financial regulations for 2026.
Okay.
You don't start with a blank page or a Google search bar. You hit the Deep Research API.
And you could use that to generate the whole syllabus.
You could ask for a detailed syllabus and executive summary, and the API gives you a researched cited document to start from. You can then copy-paste that structure right into iSpring to build your course outline. You become an editor, not a drafter from scratch.
There's another feature here called recurring research. This sounded like a superpower for course maintenance.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Think about how fast training material goes stale. You publish a course on cybersecurity, and 2 weeks later, there's a brand new phishing scam. Your course is now obsolete.
And usually nobody updates it because they're already busy building the next course.
Exactly. With recurring research, you can set up a daily scan. You tell the API to scan for new threats every 24 hours. When it finds one, it automatically generates a briefing document.
So the L&D team wakes up to a PDF in their inbox saying, here are three new threats detected yesterday.
And because you have the video and audio APIs, you could, in theory, generate a 30-second update video about that new threat for €4 and drop it into the iSpring course by lunchtime. You're always current.
That is incredible efficiency. Now, speaking of iSpring, one of their absolute hallmarks is quizzes. I think half the people who use iSpring use it just because the quizmaker is so robust.
It is fantastic, but let's be honest, writing good quiz questions is tedious.
It is the worst. Writing the correct answer is easy. Writing three distractors, the wrong answers that sound plausible but are definitely wrong, that is agonizing.
That's mentally exhausting. Well, the AutoContent API specifically has an endpoint that outputs quizzes and JSON data from a source text.
Okay, pause. You said JSON. Again, I'm not a developer. What does that mean for me?
Think of JSON as just a structured list of ingredients that a computer can read easily. It's not a visual slide yet. It's the raw code that says question one, what is safety? Option A, option B, option C. The correct answer is A.
So I can't just drag that onto a slide?
Not directly, no. But many tools allow you to import questions in a structured format.
Mm.
Or at the very least, you just use the text output to copy and paste. Even if you're just copy-pasting, the API has done the heavy lifting of analyzing the text and generating 20 scenarios with plausible distractors.
That's a fair point. You saved yourself 3 hours of creative fatigue.
Right. The brain work is done. And you can also generate study guides and cheat sheets. The API can take all your course content and summarize it into a one-page PDF. You just attach that as another downloadable resource in the iSpring player, so the learner walks away with a takeaway you didn't have to manually format.
It's all about filling that container with high-quality stuff without burning out the human. Okay, I want to talk about scale. iSpring talks a lot about instant localization and translating courses into 50-plus languages.
This is a huge selling point for them. But usually when we talk about translation and e-learning, we just mean the text on the slide changes from English to Spanish.
Right, or maybe you get subtitles on a video.
AutoContent API takes this to the multimedia level.
Mm.
So if you have that podcast we talked about or that CEO update.
The clone.
You can take that English audio file and the API can resynthesize it into Spanish, German, French, Japanese, over 50 languages.
Mm-hmm.
And because it understands the voice brand, it maintains the character of that original voice.
So the CEO's cloned voice can speak fluent Japanese.
Theoretically, yes. It would match the timbre and the authority.
That's impressive, but does it handle cultural nuance? Or is it just a direct, literal translation?
That's the danger zone. The API translates the words and the voice. It doesn't know that a thumbs-up gesture might be offensive in certain cultures, or that a specific American metaphor makes zero sense in German.
So you still need a human in the loop.
You absolutely need a human in the loop for quality assurance.
Mm.
But the heavy lifting, all the recording and regenerating, is done.
It definitely multiplies your total addressable market, though. If you're a global company, everyone gets the premium multimedia experience, not just the people at HQ.
That is true equity in training.
Okay, so we've built this amazing multimedia, multi-language course. But here's the problem that I think L&D teams ignore way too often. marketing.
Mm.
You build the course, you put it on the LMS, and nobody takes it.
The build it and they will come fallacy.
Yeah.
In today's attention economy, you have to market your training just like you market a product. If you don't sell the value, nobody's going to click.
And Auto Content API has a really interesting angle on this involving social media. They call it newsjacking, which sounds a little aggressive.
It's a marketing term. It just means capitalizing on breaking news to get attention. The API connects to data feeds from X-Formerly, Twitter, and Reddit. It monitors what's trending and what the sentiment is.
So how does an instructional designer use this? We're not trying to go viral on TikTok.
You might be, internally. Let's go back to that cybersecurity course. The API detects that a specific type of hack is trending on Reddit right now. A lot of people are talking about it. The API can then automatically generate a short, you know, a vertical video, 9.16 aspect ratio, that explains that specific hack using the research it just found.
And you'd post that on the company's internal Yammer or Slack or Teams channel.
Exactly. And the call to action in that video isn't subscribe for more. It's to learn how to prevent this exact threat. Take our new cybersecurity module in the LMS, link in bio.
Ah, I see. So you're using the real-time news cycle to drive traffic into your iSpring course.
It turns the L&D team into its own marketing engine. The report talks about running faithless promo channels. You could have an internal channel that just posts 3 to 5 helpful tips a day, all generated by the API, all leading back to your training ecosystem.
It keeps the mental availability of learning high, because usually people forget the LMS even exists until HR yells at them.
Precisely. You're meeting the learner where they're already scrolling on their phone and gently guiding them back to the deep learning you've built in iSpring.
So when we step back and look at this whole combination, you have iSpring, which provides the robust structure. It's SCORM compliant. It works in the LMS. It handles all the tracking. That's the skeleton.
And Auto Content API provides the flesh and blood. It's the infinite fuel, the research, the audio conversations, the explainer videos, the translations to put onto that skeleton.
You're saying the cost difference is?
Yeah.
Well, it's almost funny to compare €4 to a full production studio.
It's astronomical. We're talking about a small L&D team operating with the output capacity of a full media house, editorial, video, audio, social ability, but on their existing budget.
It really shifts the job description, doesn't it?
Completely. It shifts the focus from how do I fix the lighting in this room to what is the most important thing we should teach next? The logistical friction of creation just, it disappears.
That is the dream. But before we wrap up, there was one concept in the report that I found a bit provocative. It was about the future.
Ah, yes. The agentic web.
That sounds like something out of science fiction. What does that actually mean for us?
Well, we're moving to a world where humans aren't the only ones reading content anymore. AI agents, the things that power search engines or your personal assistant, are constantly reading content to answer questions for their users.
So when I ask Siri or Gemini a question, it's reading millions of pages to give me the answer.
Right. And here's where it connects to Auto Content API. The API outputs structured data, things like JSON for quizzes, and clear FAQs. When you use these tools to create high-quality audio and video with clear transcripts and citations, you aren't just training your employees.
You're doing something else.
You're organizing your company's knowledge in a way that AI agents can perfectly understand.
So by building better courses now, using these kinds of tools, we're basically future-proofing our data for the AI assistants of tomorrow.
Exactly. You're training the AI agents that will serve your employees in the future. Imagine an employee in 2027 asking their AI assistant, "Hey, how do I handle a refund for a client in Germany?" If you built that course using structured data, the AI can instantly retrieve the right answer. If it's just buried in a messy, unstructured slide deck, the AI might miss it completely.
That is a lot to think about. We've gone from creating a simple PowerPoint slide to feeding the agentic web.
It's a brave new world.
It certainly is. Well, for everyone listening who is staring at a blank slide in iSpring right now, wondering how to fill it without a budget, maybe it's time to look at the industrial engine.
I would say so. The tools are there.
Thanks for joining us on the deep dive. We'll catch you in the next episode.